And it is we who could rule, who should rule. We are guardians, Celine reminded her. We are the watchers, not rulers. We are gods. This world and others are ours. Only think of it and what we can make from our powers combined. All will bow to us, and we would live in youth and beauty forever. Arianrod dismissed the notion. To crave forever is to dismiss the beauty and wonder of the cycle. We will watch this new queen live and die as we did the last. She will live 100 years times 7. This I have seen. And while she lives, Celine continued, there will be peace. Peace. The word hissed out between Nereza's sneering lips. Peace is nothing but a tedious lull between the stretch of the dark. Go back to your shadows, Nereza. Luna dismissed her with a careless wave of her hand. Tonight is for joy, for light, for celebrations, not your ambitions and thirsts. The night is mine. She slashed out a hand, and lightning, black as her eyes, sliced the white sand, the dark sea, and arrowed up toward the flying stars. It cut through the streams of light moments before the stars found their home in a gentle curve at the base of the moon. For an instant, the stars trembled there, and the worlds beneath them trembled. What have you done? Celine whirled on her. Only added to your gift, sisters. They will fall one day, the stars of fire, ice, and water. Tumble from the sky with all their power, their wishes, the light and the dark combined. And when they fall into my hands, the moon dies for all and ever, and the dark wins. They are not for you. Arianrod stepped forward, but Nereza carved black lightning through the sand, left a smoldering chasm between them. When I have them, this world dies with the moon, as you will. The pale peace you worship will become all raging torment, all agony and fear and death. You are banished. Arianrod lashed out, and hot blue lightning that cut like a whip wrapped its tongue around Nereza's ankle. The scream ripped the air, shuddered into the ground. Before Arianrod could drag the dark into the chasm of her own creation, Nereza spread thin black wings, snapped the whip of light as she flew up. I will come back, take the stars and the worlds I wish, and you will know death and pain and the end of all you love. The wings folded around her, and she was gone. She must never have the stars. We'll bring them back now, Arianrod said. Destroy them. Too much to risk while her power still stings the air, Celine replied. So we only wait and guard and risk all, Arianrod argued. We allow her to twist a bright gift into something dark and deadly? We cannot. We will not. They will fall, Luna asked Celine. I can see they will, in a bright flash, but I cannot see when. Then we will make the when and the where. This we can do. Luna took her sister's hands. In another place, another time, but not together. Nodding, Arianrod looked up at the stars, so bright and beautiful over the land she'd loved and guarded since her time began. Celine closed her eyes, opened herself. Many will seek the stars, the power, the fortune, which is the same, and the fate. It is all one, and we, reflected light, must send of us on the quest. Of us? Luna repeated. We do not go to retrieve them. No, that is not for us. I know we must bide here, and it will be done as it is done. We choose the time, the place, in silence, Arianrod added. Even in our minds, she is not to know when and where they will fall. They joined